Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. So this interview is brought to you by the 21 Day Challenge. If you are an entrepreneur or a high achiever and you just want more clarity, you want to break through your BS, and you want some serious momentum, let's dive in for 21 days of one-on-one accountability. That's the 21 Day Challenge. Message me on Facebook or send a message, email to chris@beyourgps.com. Looking forward to talking to you about your 21 Day Challenge. Next up is the iTunes review of the week. And this week it's by Guess Who? Super Dave, Dave Kenast. Highly recommend. Great stuff from a great guy. Insightful talks and discussions that lead to meaningful change. Thanks so much, Super Dave. I appreciate you. And if you want to give us a review, go to beyourgps.com/iTunes or search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self on the iTunes store and leave a review there. Thanks so much in advance for doing that. I appreciate you. Now, let's dive into this conversation about letting go of everything else so you can own your one thing. The theme is focus and overcome FOMO, fear of missing out. So I wanted to talk to this specific theme today, speak about this today, because it's been coming up in my life. And there's been a lot of things that I've been willing to let go in my life. Fear of missing out, like it's being willing, we're talking about with Kevin and Jay in the last interview, being willing to let go of that which doesn't serve you or the good to get to the great, to get to the epic, to get to the legendary. And there's a lot of things that I let go of in my life. I let go of friendships that weren't serving me that were good to get to great relationships and to really a great relationship with myself. There were coaches and communities that I let go of to be able to focus on myself and that which serves my highest self. And I really had to let go of unserving habits, behaviors, lifestyles, substances, activities, habits in terms of watching TV, habits in terms of where I spent my time, the type of environments and places. You know, growing up, you go from hanging out, for me, I was hanging out at skate parks and being at, let's say, roller hockey rinks and playing football. And then I went to college and I was hanging out at college and I had to let go of the college environment and people to grow into my greatest possible self. So throughout life, we have to let go of the good to get to the great. Now, oftentimes, I know for me personally, I would fear letting go of these people, or let's say something would happen, life would come along and forcibly disconnect me or remove me from these sources of people, of environments, of habits, of behaviors that were not serving me. Like, for example, if I wanted to continue dating the woman of my dreams, I had to let go of certain unserving toxic behaviors that I had, you know, drink a little less, go out a little bit less, focus on budgeting and money management a little bit more so I could continue to grow and prosper in the relationship that I had with her. So that was super important for me to be able to let go of the good, quote unquote, the habits that were temporarily gratifying but not long-term in my best interest, to be able to get to the great, to build an empire, to build a legacy, to build a family, to build the foundation for a huge movement with Burn-Up Coaching and Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. So I had to be able to let go that stuff to be able to receive the greatness. And oftentimes I feared letting go of it. I said it's comfortable. I said it's comfortable to work in this. You know, years ago, I was in an infopreneur group, and I was comfortable in this like 5 or 6 person team, and we got like a couple clients in the last couple months of the company, and all the time before that, we were building community, we were having great ideas about how to grow the company, we were, you know, having great conversations, but the results weren't showing up, and so I had to be willing to let go of that good which was, hey, it was emotionally enjoyable, intellectually stimulating. Oh, I'm a part of a community. I feel like I belong. I'd be willing to give that up to get to the great. And the great is burned up coaching and becoming your greatest possible self, being willing to focus on my own company, my own brand, and build my own thing that I have control over. I get to say, where is this growing? What's the creative direction? How do we want to lead this? So it was really important for me to be willing to give up that old company or opportunities, ways of generating income that were okay, they served, but they didn't serve the greatness. Same thing with raising prices as an entrepreneur, as a professional, as a service provider, as a company, whatever it is. When you're charging, let's say, $100 an hour and you want to jump up to $250 an hour and raise your prices, raise your rates for coaching, consulting, the services that you're delivering because you've gotten enough experience, you deliver the value that you deliver warrants the price increase, and you know that other people are paying similar rates, and you know you deserve it, and you know that the amount of time and energy that you've invested, the skills that you've developed, you deserve to raise your prices. From $100 to $250, that can be a scary leap for people an hour because they're comfortable with $100 an hour. The community has been willing to pay $100 an hour. People will stay at a price typically because they've seen that it works. There's a track record of it working. And maybe there was a price jump from 50 to 100, or when someone goes the entrepreneurial route and they leave the safety and the security of a job and the consistent paycheck to be able to become an entrepreneur. I know for me, I had consistent income being at a job, and to go the full entrepreneur route was scary for me, because I had to generate my own income. I was responsible for my own income. And the value of freedom for me, the value of being able to do what I want when I want in the early stages, I was willing to take a price cut on and an income cut, a paycheck reduction to be able to have more freedom. Like I was willing to say, hey, I'm gonna trade the security of a paycheck and being boxed in somebody else's business model and building their dreams for the freedom of doing what I want when I want, living my passion, living my purpose, and maybe not having the consistent income and cash flow. So in the beginning, I was willing to make that trade. And as time went on, the income grew and we were able to deliver more value to the marketplace, able to grow our systems and our processes and our company and our ability to impact people. So I thought that was super important for me to recognize, hey, when have I been willing to give up the comfortable to get the great, the good to get to the great? And another challenge people have when it comes to being an entrepreneur and being a service provider is developing marketing strategies and materials and your who you serve, that avatar, that perfect client, developing a single person to the exclusion of everyone else. So for me, I've been really focusing on men, 26-year-old men who have success in business. They're great service providers. They're making multiple six figures, and they just get in their own way. They self-sabotage, they are extremely harsh on themselves, they are using unserving habits and behaviors, toxic habits and behaviors to numb when the pressure builds up, when there's stress or overwhelm or anxiety with their clients or in their company. They have unserving, unhealthy ways of dealing with it. And deep down inside, they know that they're meant for more, they know that they are committed to building a legacy. They're hungry for growth. They're hungry for the answers, for the solutions. And they just want someone who's going to help brainstorm with them and remind them that everything's going to be okay, to strategize on how to get their message out, to start their podcast, their platform, and make that bigger impact and legacy. Now, for me, having that 26-year-old man and helping that man and knowing that, you know, Influencer Ian, as I like to call him, is my perfect client, to the exclusion of women, to the exclusion of, let's say, 40 or 50-year-old men, to the exclusion of everyone else, is scary. Because our minds think that we're limiting our choices. our minds go into scarcity and survival, and maybe not yours, but I know for me, mine, it would go into scarcity and survival because I'm like, oh, what if there's not enough people? What if my marketing doesn't reach the right people? What about all the people who I've networked with and built relationships with up till this point? They're not a 26-year-old man and going to sign up for that program. How do I include everyone? And so I had to be willing to let go of the quote unquote good, which was a vague and bland marketing message and non-specific captions and calls to action and copywriting, into laser precise. Hey, I'm like over your shoulder watching you every single day what you're doing. I get you. I know what you're afraid of. I know what you're hoping nobody finds out about you. I know what you think is your deepest, darkest secret. And it's all going to be okay. And I love you because of that. Knowing all those things, I still love you, right? So to be able to communicate that to him, the 26-year-old man, that's powerful. That's precision. That is like, you're going to cut through the noise and reach someone and have them never forget who you are because of how you made them feel special, understood, seen, heard, loved, etc. So for me, that was a huge breakthrough that I had to go through to be willing to let go of the generalization of I can serve everyone, especially, you know, one of the things, like, look at this platform of the 12-hour marathon, all these amazing people who I come across, interviewing leaders, role models, experts, people who are changing the world, like, I can serve all these people. I can help everyone. And the question is, who do I help best? Who brings me alive to serve, to help, to grow with? Who brings me alive to have conversations with? Not every single person on this 12-hour marathon is my perfect client. I enjoy learning from everyone. I enjoy talking to everyone, but not every single one is someone who I would like to talk to for the rest of my life. There's some people who are great for the hour, and it's great to be able to get their message out, and my audience needs to hear it, and it's like, yes, great interview. And after that, it's I wish them the best, and I want them to keep growing. And I want them to keep being and becoming their greatest possible self, go and do the work that they want to do in the world. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I want them in my life 24/7. Maybe every couple months I check back in with them, but not every day, not every week. So you got to really be able to choose who do you surround yourself with. Another really powerful exercise that I've been doing recently is to list who are the people who are the most influential in my life, as well as who I can go to when I'm struggling or overwhelmed. Creating a list of three people when you are down, when you're overwhelmed, when you're exhausted, when you're burned out. Who are those three people who you can turn to get the advice and the guidance that you need, that everything's going to be okay, to strategize with you on how to break through any kind of BS or resistance or things holding you back so you can truly be your best self, right? Think about those people. That's really powerful to understand who those three people are so you can channel your energy into them. So that was a lot about the focus and overcoming FOMO, fear of missing out, and I'm going to dive into that even more so we can talk about focus, that power of focus and the difference that it makes. And I really just wanted to share with you, these are all real things. They're all, you know, recently happening. Another fear of missing out. This is a powerful one. This was one I was like really afraid to admit. For the first probably, I don't know, 6 months or so with the woman of my dreams who I'm with today. I love her so much. We've been together a year. We just celebrated our year anniversary on the 17th, February 17th. She's amazing. And for the first 6 months of being with her, like I doubted myself, if it was the right relationship, if this was the one, if she was the perfect woman, if this was really where I was meant to be. And I was afraid of missing out. I noticed myself that I was continually engaged in the old habits and behaviors of, like, when I would go into the gym, being aware of who are the beautiful women here, right? Like that was what my mind was trained to do. And so in the first 6 months, I was really afraid of that. And I had to share that with her multiple times, saying like, hey, I'm still doing this thing. And it's annoying me. It's pissing me off that I am still like checking out other women. And you know, I want to pour my energy and attention into you, but I have these automatic behaviors and unconscious behaviors. And I feel like the victim, blah, 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 blah. And the fear of missing out of someone quote unquote better, coming along and that I would settle down and settle for good and not be able to get to great. That was totally plaguing my mindset. And I really got to the point where I'm like, dude, Chris, this woman is like 99% of everything that you ever asked for. Are you going to let the 1% that really doesn't matter, that really, like, at the end of the day, it's not a non-negotiable, our values are so aligned, so congruent, so hand in hand, and seeing on the same page, we see life through the same eyes, we're so empowering, so uplifting to each other. Are you really going to let the possibility of something different or something slightly more the way you had envisioned it or imagined it, you're going to let that get in the way of you truly embracing this relationship and cultivating it to be the woman, the one who you spend life with. As long as you're both empowering, as long as I'm empowering her, she's empowering me, as long as I'm happy, as long as she's happy, as long as that continues to happen while we are with each other, then we stay together. Of course, there's going to be disagreements, there's going to be out of alignments, there's going to be arguments, there's going to be things that don't go as planned, and how do we respond to those things? So it's super important for us to be honest about how we're feeling and the emotions that we have, and to confront that or to deal with it, to process that so we can get onto the other side of being truly loving and forgiving and compassionate and so just generous with each other and grateful with each other. So that was another fear of missing out for me that was super, super powerful and scared the heck out of me, right? I was like paralyzed and full of anxiety and fear because I didn't know how to respond to it. So the objective of this hour is to empower you to trust yourself to go after your one thing. What is your one thing that you've been resisting going after? What is the one person that you've been resisting dialing into and creating all your marketing materials and strategies and ideas around? What's the one thing, one person, one place, one outcome, one achievement? Have you been trying to do a bunch of different projects? Have you been trying to write your book while you're out to launch a podcast and you are attempting to get booked on stages and you are attempting to join a bunch of different groups and do market research? Are you overwhelming yourself with too many different shiny objects? What's the next most critical step to make so that you make progress, so that you grow in the direction of achieving your highest priorities and your highest goals? Think about the end in mind. Start with the end in mind. Where do you want to be 1 year from now? Who do you want to be? How do you want to be showing up? And how will you accomplish that? What are the steps to go through? And once you see those steps, then what's the next step? Maybe you don't know how to get to $1 million a year. And if you're at, let's say, $5,000 a month right now, and you want to get to $10,000, what do you have to do to get to $10,000 a month consistently? That's your next step. And to figure out, well, maybe it's research, maybe it's figure out what's the strategy that I want to use, what are the gifts and talents that I want to use to be able to get that income, to be able to achieve that goal. Maybe that's it. Let's say you want to be in your dream relationship in 1 year. Do you know who you are? Do you know who the woman is that you want to attract, or man, whatever your preference may be, whether you're a man or a woman? Do you know where you'll find this person? Do you know what it looks like? Have you started calling her in? Have you started sending her energy and love, even though you don't even know who it is and have no idea where they are or what they're going through? Get clear on what your next step is. That's super powerful to get to your greatness. So there's a lot of shiny objects. How do you know which one is your best next step? The best advice I can give for that is to listen, is to create a space of quietness of serenity, of peace, going to nature. And listen, bring a notebook with you and ask yourself some questions. What's my next best step? And then be quiet. And do your best to quiet your mind. Do your best to stay focused on the question, on the present moment. Listen to the noises. Connect with nature. Listen to the wind, to the water, to the leaves, to the animals, to the sounds, to the insects. Be able to be present with those things. And the answer will come. And if you're afraid of letting go, still, after what I've shared, I get it. Totally get you. So what's the worst case scenario? That's such a powerful question. If you've done the listening, if you know your next step, but you just find you're hesitating, you're procrastinating, you're trying to get everything perfect, you're insecure. What is the worst case scenario if you take the leap, if you boil down, if you get super, super clear and specific and focused? Think about that worst case scenario. And give yourself permission to live that and to understand what will happen. And also remember how it's not going to be the end of the world. How you will grow because of it. How you will become more resourceful. How you will expand your capacity. How you will learn and gain wisdom because of that. So whatever your objective is, maybe it's to release a certain amount of weight, maybe it's to get into the relationship that you desire, enhance your spirituality, maybe it's to be better at time management. You just want to manage your time better to be able to spend time with the family, get the work done, and love yourself and entertain yourself. So what's your one thing that you have to do to make sure that that happens? Well, it's probably scheduling and sticking to your schedule. Every week, plan your schedule out and stick to that schedule. Maybe that's what it is. I love doing these solo rounds. I like get so many brilliant ideas while I'm talking. And you know, the amazing thing about having a podcast is like I get to give myself amazing wisdom and guidance and advice. And it's almost like I'm speaking to myself. My higher self's coming through, speaking, giving myself this guidance and wisdom, because everyone is experiencing challenges and obstacles and opportunities for growth. The question is, how do you process it? How do you support yourself? How do you receive the support that you are looking for to be able to break through, to be able to have the growth that you're looking for? So to know your one thing, you got to know what's your biggest priority and your biggest goal in life. Get clear on what's the area that you want to grow in the most. And again, starting with the end in mind, where do you want to be 1 year from now? What will you be achieving and accomplishing 1 year from now? And what's the next step? Do you need to upgrade your business model? Do you need to upgrade your marketing systems? Do you need to get a team, build a better team? Do you need to surround yourself with dating experts, understand how to woo and inspire a woman to fall in love with you, to rise in love with you, to connect deeply with you? Do you get to process emotions and traumas that you've been holding on to or storing that aren't serving you? What is your next step? Get clear on that. That's super important and it'll make a huge, huge difference for you. So letting go of everything else to own your one thing. The power of focus. I want to talk about that in for a little bit as well. When you focus on one thing and you keep focusing on it, you keep it top of mind, the universe conspires in your favor to help you with that. The universe will pour into your life resources, connections, support, energy, miracles, circumstances that will be able to move you forward towards your one thing. And you have to first get clear on what is that one thing. Napoleon Hill talks about a burning obsession, a chief aim, the number one thing that you focus on to the exclusion of everything else. Talks about Edwin C. Barnes, who worked with Thomas Edison, and he had this obsessive drive to work with him, to be employed by Thomas Edison. And he became a salesman for him, became one of the top salesmen and people who supported Edison in growing and becoming successful. That focus was his power. And when you focus, everything starts to work out for you. The universe conspires in your favor. The challenge with focus is we live in a world where we're rewarded, quote unquote, by being in the know and by being forward thinking about things that are coming and being the first to move on them. And if you're not first to move on them, if you, quote unquote, miss out, then there's a lot of pain associated with that. There's a lot of suffering. People missed out on the real estate collapse of 2007, 8, and 9. A lot of people missed out on that. And that spread even more fear of missing out. There was the cryptocurrency craze of last year, 2018. Bitcoin got to a high of like, I don't know, what, 15,000, 18,000, some crazy amount like that. And now it's at 3 or 4,000. And it's incredible how many people had fear of missing out on that wave of expansion, on that multiplication of value. In such a short period of time, they're like, oh my gosh, cryptocurrency, it's gone up like $10,000 in the last couple months or whatever it was. I don't want to miss that boat. And people started investing in it. And look what happened. Because of their fear of missing out and not really thinking about these things, not doing their research, not taking a long time to think and being decisive when they decide, but rather being quick to act, but also quick to react when things changed, when people's positive peer pressure saying, hey, jump in, it's on the rise, don't miss out. They wanted to take advantage of that offer, of that opportunity. So focus is knowing what's your one thing. What is the thing that you're going to stick by through thick and thin, no matter what kind of challenges and obstacles come? What is the thing that you're gonna hit your horse on? You're gonna hit your wagon on? You're gonna put your time and energy into? And that can take time to find it, but it's really looking at who are you, what fulfills you, and what's meaningful and important to you. If you're doing what's meaningful and important to you, living your purpose, even if it's difficult at first, even if it takes a long time, even if you have to learn a lot of skills, there's hardship, there's difficulties in the beginning. If you're doing something that's meaningful and important to you and you're focusing on your zone of genius, your area of expertise, your area of, I want to be masterful in this specific topic, when you do that, you don't get distracted by the shiny objects. You can ask yourself, or make a declaration to you, to yourself, I promise myself that I will focus on this and keep continuing doing this because I see the longevity in it. I see how it's matched up to my skills and unique talents and abilities, and I will continue pouring my energy and focus into this until we reach X point, making $100,000 a year, I will continue, you know, attracting, calling in the woman of my dreams until someone who meets all of my non-negotiables and 80% of my negotiables manifest in my reality. If it's anything less than that, I won't tolerate it. I won't accept. If there's a shiny object, a new fangled dangled system, as old timers like to call it, what is the criteria of if I do or do not make a move on that? How do I know? Does it fit my mission and my vision and my objectives? Does it fulfill on my desire to use technology or lack of desire to use technology? Does it fulfill on my desire for group settings, or does it fulfill on my desire of one-on-one settings? Does it fulfill on my desire to be leveraged with my time, or is it trading time for hours? Is it in my area of interest, or is it knitting and cryptocurrency, which I have absolutely no idea about? You know, if someone's interested in finances and investing, like that's a huge thing, real estate, cryptocurrency might be an adjacent area for a real estate agent to grow in. And if a real estate person, investor, agent says, I'm going to make my money in real estate, then is it a distraction to start getting involved in cryptocurrency? Or is the real estate agent or investor unattached to the vehicle? See, the problem, the challenge is, like, there's lots of really great vehicles, but it might not be right for everyone. So how do you know which one is your right vehicle? Well, you have to listen to your intuition. You have to listen to your higher guidance. You have to ask yourself about the realistic, the best case and the worst case scenario. What happens if this totally doesn't work out? What's the worst case? Well, worst case is I work on it for 10 years and I gain some really great valuable skills and knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain or real estate or whatever. And at that point, if I still haven't made it, then I will be even more prepared with experience and wisdom to move into the next venture. You know, worst case is I have to go through financial hardship. Worst case is I am alone because I'm searching for that perfect woman who I won't tolerate anything less than. I will, worst cases, you know, 10 years from now, I'm still alone. Are you okay with that worst case scenario? Or is there something that you need to modify? Do you need to modify your criteria? Do you need to modify your end objective, what you're willing to do, etc.? So be aware of what do you want to focus on. Start with the end in mind. Design your dream life, your dream day, 1 year, 3 years from now. Technology moves so fast that it's really hard to plan much further than that, 5 years, 10 years. It's like you can have fantasies about that and visions about it. And for me personally, I'm very futuristic. I love the future. And I've found that it's also an escape from dealing with reality and what's so right now. So I've really had to grow a lot in being present in dealing with the current numbers and current reality so I can make as much progress as possible. And instead of being pie in the sky, hey, what's doable? What's the next logical, powerful step forward? Let's go. So it's interesting. Life is totally interesting. So if there's any other questions that you have on letting go of the excess, the good, to get to the great, on how you can own your one thing. We talked about owning your one thing. That's really setting up boundaries. It's really knowing who you are, what you stand for, having a freaking piece of paper every day that you look at that says, this is who I am, this is my vision, this is my mission, this is what I will and will not tolerate, here are my non-negotiables, here are my values. If we stray off the path, off the course, then we're going to have to change some things around. We're going to have to change up the game, so to speak. Petia says, heart, 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 based on your genetics. Dr. Ruth, love it. Love it, love it, love it. So we're going to take a quick break because we've got Jody and Jess coming on here in a bit. 1 p.m. We're going to have a lot of fun definitely with you, Jody and Jess. So take a quick break and we're going to be back with more focus and overcoming FOMO. So get excited. And again, if you want support with this, send me a message, an email, chris@beyourgps.com. If you want to learn how to focus on your one thing, create that vision, create your platform, get your message out, I love doing that. So we will be back in about 20 minutes. 5 minutes. I love you. Keep having your best day ever. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.EmployeeEscapePlan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, beyourgps.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.